Chapter 2. I am already battling with wild beasts on my journey from Syria to Roma. On land and at sea, by night and by day, I am in chains with 10 leopards around me. Or at least, with a legion of soldiers who even grow more brutal the better they are treated. But the unrighteous things which they do to me teach me to be a better disciple. But instead, that is not how I am made righteous. May I find joy in the wild beasts which have been prepared for me. And my prayer is that they will be prompt in dealing with me. And I shall coax them to devour me without delay, and not to be too cowardly to touch me, as has happened with some. But if, when I am ready, they even hold back, I shall provoke them to attack me. Pardon me, but I know what is good for me. I am now beginning to be a disciple. May nothing, visible or invisible, prevent me from attaining Jesus the Anointed One. Fire and cross, also packs of wild beasts, the breaking of bones, the mangling of members, the grinding of my whole body, the evil chastisements of the slanderer. Let them all assail me, as long as I may attain Jesus the Anointed One. Neither the bounds of the world, nor the kingdoms of this age, can have any profit for me. I would rather die for Jesus the Anointed One than reign over all the ends of the earth. My seeking is for Him who died on our behalf. My love is for Him who resurrected for our sake. But the pangs of birth are upon me. Forgive me, brothers. Do nothing to prevent me from living. Do not desire that I shall die. Do not hand over to the world a man whose desire is fixed on God. Do not entice me with material things. Allow me to receive a pure light. When I reach it, I shall be fully a man. Allow me to be a follower of the suffering of my God. Let those who hold them within themselves understand what urges me, realize what I am choosing, have sympathy with me. The chief of this age is eager to tear me to pieces and to utterly destroy my will, which is fixed on God. Let none of you who are watching the battle assist him. Come in rather on my side, for it is the side of God. Do not let your lips be for Jesus the Anointed One, but your longing for the world. Let envy have no abode among you. But even when I am present, if I should beseech you, pay no attention to what I say, but believe what I am writing to you now. For alive as I am at this moment of writing, my longing is to die. Passionate desire within me has been nailed to the cross, and no flame of material love is left. But the living water also speaks within me, saying, "Hasten to the Father." I have no delight in the food which is corruptible, nor for the pleasures of this life. I want the bread of God, which is the flesh of the Anointed One, the Son of God, who is of the seed of David. And for drink, I desire his blood, which is incorruptible love and eternal life. I no longer desire to live after the manner of men, but this desire can be fulfilled if all of you consent. Make this your choice, if you yourselves would be chosen. I make my petition in these brief documents. Please, put your faith in me. But Jesus the Anointed One will make it clear to you that I speak the truth. For he was the mouth without deceit through which the Father truly spoke. Petition for me that I may attain. I have not written you according to the flesh, but instead according to the mind of God. If I suffer, it will prove that all of you loved me. If I am rejected, it will be because all of you hated me. Remember in your prayers the assembly of Syria, which now, in place of me, has God for its shepherd. Jesus the Anointed One, along with your love, will be its only overseer. As for myself, I am ashamed to be called one of them, for I am not worthy, being the last among them, and, as it were, born out of due time. Instead, if I attain God, I shall be someone only by His mercy. My spirit salutes you, and with it, the love of the assemblies which welcomed me in the name of Jesus the Anointed One. They treated me as more than a passing pilgrim, for even the assemblies which did not lie around the route I was taking, I mean according to the flesh, conducted me from city to city. Now, I am writing this letter to you from Smyrna by the hands of the Ephesians, who are worthy of all praise. But also among many others who are with me, there is Crocos, a name dear to me. I trust you have come to be acquainted with those who went ahead of me from Syria to Roma for the glory of God. And please tell them that I am not far away. For all of them are worthy of God and of yourselves. You will do well to help them in every way. Now the date of this writing is the 9th day before the calends of September. Farewell, and persevere to the end in Jesus the Anointed One.